Hello everyone. If you remember, if you listened to a couple of my other videos in the past, I've many times made reference to the message that the Lord gave me the first time He started to give me messages, which was 3 years ago. And the first message He gave me was that judgment was coming upon the church and that it was coming if they didn't do 2 Chronicles 7:14. And since then, boy, things have sure changed since I got that first message, because I really did not understand that message 3 years ago. I didn't understand about that judgment would fall on the house of God first until I started reading the Word in terms of looking at it from a judgment point of view. And anyway, so you're going to see that as a reoccurring theme with all of my videos about the judgment that was coming, the judgment that is now here. I felt impressed from the Lord to go ahead and take 2 Chronicles 7:14 and look at it more closely in the Hebrew and see what it says when you look at what each word means. And so what I did is I just went ahead and I sometimes go to blueletterbible.org and go ahead and put the Strong's in there and see what I come up with. So this is how it was broken down. If you go and study yourselves, you'll see that I thought it was going to be broken up word for word, but it was broken up by phrases. So I went ahead and put the phrases in, and then I put next to it the main meanings of it. And then at the very end, I went ahead and paraphrased it using all these words that I got from the Hebrew. So I'll read that to you. So I just want to go over. I thought it was really cool how it turned out, and I just wanted to share it with you. It says, let me go ahead and see if I can get this right for you. Okay. If my people, which is nation, which are called, proclaim, by my name, renown or highly honored, renown means highly honored, shall humble, subdue, brought down, below, themselves and pray, which means intervene or intercede, and seek, desire, request. Let me get up there. Okay, my face, presence, and turn back, away, withdraw from their wicked, bad, evil, displeasing, unkind, vicious in disposition. Ways, road, path, journey, direction, then I will hear, understand, declare, discern, perceive from heaven, air, sky, and will forgive, pardon, spare their sin, guilt of sin, purification from sins, and will heal, make healthful, physician, cure, repair their land, earth, inhabitants of the earth, country, world, people of the land, land of the living. Okay, now let me go ahead and put this all together. All right, here I put it together. If my nation, which proclaims my highly honored name, subdue, bring themselves down low, intervene, intercede, and desire my presence, and withdraw from their vicious evil path that they journey on, I will discern and understand from the sky, and will spare their guilt of sin, and will, like a physician, cure and repair the inhabitants of the earth. So there you have it, guys. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14, brought to you in a little bit of a different way, looking at the Hebrew meaning of each word from the Strong's Concordance. So there you have a promise that if we repent and turn back to God with all of our hearts, that He has a promise that He will cure repair the inhabitants of the earth. My hope that this is happening now, that people are turning from their wicked ways, that people are seeking him, and that maybe we will not face at this time the final wrath of God. But it's in his hands, and I just thought I would bring this message to you. I hope you have a glorious day in our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay blessed.